Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Anytime a pitcher goes to the Tampa Bay Rays, we always talk about, well, what's it like there? What have they learned? What's the secret sauce? We've gone through this plenty of times on the podcast. And of course, they'll just tell you there is no secret sauce. The secret sauce is throwing strike one. But still, the element of the pitching lab when it comes to how they approach things, how they communicate to pitchers, all of that. Well, Ryan Yarbrough has pitched for the Tampa Bay Rays, but he's also pitched for some really, really interesting other pitching staffs and organizations. Kansas City came after Tampa, but then you get to the Dodgers and then Toronto, and now he's with the Yankees. He's starting for the Yankees, and it is really, really interesting listening to Ryan talk. I always enjoy our conversations, but Ryan Yarbrough is a guy who has been through a lot of organizations, the aforementioned organizations, and he's also learned a lot, and he also is very good at articulating exactly how different, subtle differences that these places have, including the place that he's landed right now with the Yankees, which is having a pretty good year. A little bit of a rough start the last time out, but before that has had a really, really good year starting for the Yankees. So I wanted to catch up with Ryan to talk a little bit about that dynamic, and he did not disappoint. Okay, here you go, Ryan Yarbrough.
Just sort of the evolution of you is within going to different organizations with different philosophies and different mindsets. I'm kind of interested in that. You've been some very interesting places.
Yeah.
Is it just like you're just taking bits and pieces from each place, or has there one place that's been dramatically different than anything really launched you?
No, I think it's, like you said, it's like taking bits and pieces. And like I said, I've been a part of some really great organizations, and especially on the pitching side. So just really taking everything and trying to absorb as much as I can from everywhere and continuing to build off of it. Whereas you make adjustments, and then if you go somewhere else, you're able to like fine tune and make even more adjustments, or maybe tweak the usage a little bit, things like that, to just really become able to continue to grow and become a more complete pitcher. So you're not just like maybe leaning one way or the other, especially for a guy like me, using my whole arsenal and then finding the right ways to use it. Has been really fun to continue to grow that way.
it's a cliche to say when we say Tampa, hey, how you do things, you know, well, it's a secret sauce, and they always say throw strike one, whatever.
Right.
But the different organizations you've been in, can you, is, what are some of the things in each organization that you, that maybe separates them?
I think maybe just, well, yeah.
Not even Tampa, just like, just like each one of them.
Right. Well, I feel like it was one of those things where, like, at least for my, for me, it's just a matter of like fine tuning. And I feel like every organization, whereas, especially for the last, maybe Toronto and here specifically, has been more of, because they saw me so many times playing with Tampa. They said, "Hey, when we knew you were doing, we were going really well, it was this." Mm-hmm. Or facing it, so we had a hard time against you because of this. Mm-hmm. So you're able to like really build and grow off that. And obviously with LA, they are super smart, and like I said, I'm able to, from a game planning standpoint. So it's just been really cool. Like, I don't think it's necessarily one thing here or there. It's just been really great to kind of get more and more feedback from teams that are really successful in general, especially at pitching, of, hey, we think you do this really well, you should do it more, compared to maybe some other teams early in my career would have been like, Tampa would have been like, hey, I don't know if this is really necessarily a good option for you. Going to more and more places, like, no, this is good, and then you're able to use it and see a lot of success with it, then able to incorporate a little more in your game.
That's really interesting. And that's sort of, when you got here, was there anything, they had that conversation with you, probably said that, right? We saw you a lot.
Right.
Was there anything that when you got here that sort of, oh, this is, this maybe when, you know, they pitch you or whatever, but it, this is interesting how they view things, how they view me.
Yeah, I think, well, specifically for me, I literally came here like 2 days before season started, so it was late. So it was really just a matter of really trying to get them to know me. Me learn them, especially like all the information that you can have for guys. I don't feel like they want to like bombard you early on. Like they just want to get to know you, how you work, see you a little bit first. So I think it was just a matter of like kind of growing with them and then just really getting comfortable. And because you didn't get that whole spring training like you would anywhere else to kind of like work through things, see them. It's literally right into the heat of action of a season. So it was cool kind of be able to show them what I can do. And then like I said, I think it was more of, like I said, more just game planning, incorporating things in a certain way, just really helping me in a way, opening up the plate, especially by using both sides of the plate for guys to then not be able to sit on certain things, utilizing, like I said, the whole arsenal and putting them in tough situations where they're not able to like sit specifically on one pitch or things like that.
Well, it works. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.